streaming 24/7, 365, and all just a click away. Listen to what you want, when you want. Radio.com on your desktop or download the free app now.
Hey, it's Dan Bernstein. Did you know Omaha Steaks is open in the streets of Woodfield, Naperville Crossing, Orland Park Crossing, and Oak Brook Promenade? Call ahead for safe pickup and take advantage of this great deal. Get 8 free quarter-pound Omaha Steaks burgers with a minimum $49 purchase. Just mention me, Dan B. Tell them I sent you. Omaha Steaks has 4 Chicagoland stores and a full selection of the best steaks, burgers, pork, poultry, seafood, and more. So for this great deal, go to one of the 4 Chicago-area Omaha Steaks and tell them Dan Bernstein sent you. Limited time offer, now through Sunday, May 10th.
1-877 cards for kids. KARS cards for kids. 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your card today.
1-877 cards for kids. KARS cards for kids. 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to cardsforkids.com. That's cards with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 cars for kids. KARS cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
ESPN's ongoing docuseries following Michael Jordan and the Chicago Bulls dynasty became the network's highest-rated telecast since January's college football championship. This comes as the network struggles without live sporting events.
With the massive success of our Michael Jordan 10-part docuseries, ESPN has decided to expand The Last Dance to 142 parts. That's right. We combed through all the footage and decided to include everything. His shoes, his underwear, his sandwich.
I'm a big fan of the McRib. And during Jordan's heyday, they rechristened the sandwich McJordan, but only in the Chicago area. So one time I have a layover at O'Hare and I go to the McDonald's and I took one bite. I went, wow, this man is the greatest basketball player of all time.
ESPN, milking this thing for all it's worth.
Lillian Hall, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. That's from Stephen Colbert.
That was great.
That's very funny. And we're delighted to welcome in our friend Fred Mitchell. He joins us on the Alpamonte Ford Hotline, Alpamonte Ford in Melrose Park. Hey, Fred, how are you?
Morning, Fred.
Good morning, Mike and David. Good to be here with you guys again.
Well, let's talk a little bit about The Last Dance. Obviously, I'm sure you're getting people contacting you because you had the byline in the documentary. It seems like everyone in town, you can see some of these media scrums, and I'll sit there and I'll point people out to my kids who will look at me like, who are they? But it's everybody in town that was ever in town. What's your takeaway when you have people contact you and you remember some of that stuff?
Well, it brings back a lot of memories, certainly, and I certainly love seeing your mug from 20 years ago, Mike. But I refer to this sort of as a video scrapbook, that's neatly packaged and lets us remember some things that perhaps it's slipped our mind over the years. It's, oh yeah, that happened. Oh, I forgot about that. And it puts it all together so we can get our memories back and recall some interesting times, dramatic times, triumphant times, which made for good sports writing opportunities to have all this packaged into just a few years in the 90s.
And Fred, good sports writing is about, and good documentary making is about accuracy and fairness. And so when you look at the first 6 episodes of this, The Last Dance, how accurate and how fair do you think it has been to what happened?
Yeah, I think it's pretty fair, pretty accurate, it's best to my recollection. I like the fact that they talk to as many people and reference so many stories and put them all together. Let Michael Jordan obviously react to the things that are presented. So I think it's been pretty fair. I'm sure some people feel like people piled on Jerry Krause a little bit or piled on Isaiah Thomas a little bit. But for the most part, I think it's very accurate.
Why do you think Krause was so adamant about Phil being done?
Yeah, that's a great question. And I think above all else, we remember Jerry Krause as being meticulous about his job and very proud of what he did for a living and proud of the fact that he brought Phil Jackson into a position to be the head coach of the Bulls. And I think his ego, like so many others, perhaps got in the way of what was happening. And I think that Jerry wanted more credit for all the great things, all the championships that happened. And, I was looking over the story that I wrote in 1998, right before the All-Star break, when Jerry sort of doubled down on the fact that, Phil is not coming back. We'd like to have Michael back, but he's going to have to play for somebody else if he does. And then he also mentioned in that story, Jerry did, that somebody probably will hire Phil as a coach, but he's not going to get more power here with the Bulls. In other words, he's not going to become coach and general manager. Jerry said, we don't believe in that. So perhaps Jerry was fearful that that Phil would want to take over more power than just being the coach of the Bulls.
Fred, you were in such so many of these stories in the middle of things, and as it was happening, obviously you're reporting, you're writing. Is there anything that you've learned watching these episodes that maybe you didn't know or had forgotten and learned about something that happened during that time?
Yeah, I think the personal interactions and relationships either didn't know about or didn't know the extent to which they were so ingrained. I think we're all finding out that this player didn't appreciate what this player did. We saw the episode about the reaction to Sam Smith's book and how people were blaming Horace Grant for leaking information. All this internal strife was a lot more, and also the behind the scenes interaction in the training room, places where the media were not allowed to go. Those are revelations as well. But a lot of it, like I say, is making more sense now after we see, because of this, this is why Michael reacted the way he did or whatever. So this pulls it all together into a neat package, I think.
I read somewhere yesterday, and I apologize if I don't recall. I believe it was Jackie McMullen wrote a column that and said that Scottie Pippen is displeased with the portrayal of Scottie Pippen in this thing. And obviously, I think we're coming up to the 1.8 seconds and all that stuff. And then there was a quote from Dennis Rodman who said Scottie was so underrated and so underpaid. He should be holding his head up higher than Michael Jordan in this documentary. If you were Scottie Pippen, do you think you'd be displeased by the way you're portrayed? And do you think that there's a nobility to what he did and how he played and the role that he had?
Well, yeah, I mean, there was a nobility factor there. I think that I can't imagine that any of the players, Jordan and Pippen or whatever, would be proud of the fact of how they bullied Jerry Krause and how that comes off as a very negative personal trait to have. I don't think anybody is happy about that. I think a lot of people can feel some sympathy for Pippen being underpaid and undervalued in that regard. So there's sort of a balancing act And, you know, when we look back and put everything in perspective, it's a lot different than actually being in the moment and actually experiencing those things. I'm sure there are things that were said and done where there's some regret at this point, but at that particular time, not knowing that you were going to become a Hall of Famer, in Scottie Pippen's case, for example, a lot of these people probably would have conducted themselves differently had they known things were going to turn out the way they did. And we, you know, anybody can say that about his or her life when you go back and 20 years ago, 25 years ago, and say, well, maybe I shouldn't have done this or said this. So I can appreciate that, certainly.
How do you think they portrayed Jerry Krause in terms of, I know you said things have been accurate, but it seems like there's definitely, he's an easy target. He's not around to defend himself. There have been a lot of people trying to defend Jerry Krause necessarily. Do you think that he's been fairly portrayed?
Well, I think this. I think Jerry was a very private person, both personally and professionally. I got to know him through years, you know, of scouting baseball before he joined the Bulls organization, and I had a good relationship with him. I knew when to not push certain buttons or you know, ask questions that he might not be ready to talk about at that particular time. The article that is featured in the Last Dance, when I called him up, he was very forthcoming and offered even more than I had asked. He seemed to want to get some points out there publicly about his relationship with Michael, his relationship with Phil Jackson, about the future, all of these things. I think he could have made life easier for himself had he been more forthcoming to the entire media throughout his career. I think he, it was part of his culture as a scout to be, you know, the super sleuth, as he was referred to, and not, you know, reveal what time of day it was or whether it was cloudy or sunny outside. So he could have made it easier on himself and not open himself up to so much scrutiny.
Charles Barkley has been out there, Fred, talking repeatedly about Jerry Reinsdorf and basically saying that Pippen, believe it or not, was making more money than Jordan for much of his career, and it was only the last couple of years that Mike got paid. He made all his money off the court, Jerry Reinsdorf did not want to pay Michael and knew he had to pay Scottie, and that Krause, while he may have had his issues, wasn't the one that broke up the Bulls. Do you agree with Barkley?
Well, you know, I honestly don't know about those conversations between Krause and Reinsdorf. I know that, you know, Reinsdorf deferred to Krause about most basketball decisions. You know, Jerry Reinsdorf's a businessman and trying to make the most out of the product that he had. Obviously, everyone knew that Michael Jordan was worth every cent and more, not only to the Chicago Bulls, but to the entire NBA as a league. And this is something that I think Jerry Reinsdorf has pointed out, that Michael Jordan's presence in visiting arenas enhanced attendance and their interest in the NBA and everything else just because of Michael. So, it's hard to say what was said exactly behind closed doors, and that's part of the intrigue of this documentary, and, you know, perhaps we'll find out a little bit more about that.
All righty. Thanks so much, Fred. We really appreciate it.
Great stuff, Fred.
Thanks, guys. Good talking to you.
Take care of yourself.
Great talking to Fred Mitchell. I want to thank everyone involved in the program. Thanks for calling and texting and emailing.
Most of all, thank you for listening all week.
Yeah, we really appreciate it. Thanks to our guys. Thanks to our executive producer, Dustin Rhodes.
Looking good on Last Dance, brother.
Thanks to Kimbo.
Play hard, party hard.
And Ray, God bless you, Ray. You do it all.
Thank Magnifico.
David, have a great weekend. We'll be back early on Monday.
Have a great weekend. Enjoy the weather.
Mully and Haw on the Score. Enjoy the Wild.
End the story.
I see you soon, baby.
If it is to be said, so it be. So it is.
The dramatic story of the 90s Bulls has been the hot topic in sports nationally, thanks to ESPN's eye-opening documentary.
Paxton for three! Yeah!
So every Monday morning, 9 to noon, we're bringing in three-time Bulls champion Will Perdue to hang out with Dan Bernstein, recapping this historic time.
Things got real. These were the episodes that kind of did the deep dive as far as what everybody wants to know about the Bulls, but also about Michael Jordan. Michael controls the content. He had to have the last say, and he allowed a lot of this to be out there.
From behind the scenes, in the locker room, at the practices, and in the heat of the championship run, Will Perdue talks Michael Jordan, Phil Jackson, and the rest of the 90s Bulls with Dan Bernstein every Monday 9 to noon on Sports Radio 670 The Score, official radio home of the Bulls.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. You'll proudly mow the lawn. Ask if anybody noticed you mowed the lawn. Tell people to stay off the lawn. Compare it to your neighbor's lawn. And complain about having to mow the lawn again. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance, which, of course, will go right into the lawn. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Healthcare is very local. We know how it's actually being consumed in Illinois, in Chicago, in Evanston, in Springfield, in every single county. That deep knowledge helps us deliver greater value to all of our customers. My name is Steve Hammond, president of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Illinois. We're deeply embedded in our communities and feel the obligation to continue to create new value and drive lower healthcare prices, greater access to coverage, and better health outcomes for all of our customers. We treat every interaction with our customer as something that is very deeply personal, and that's the major difference. We're not trying to get through that call to get another one. We want to engage with that member to find out exactly what issue we can help them resolve. We're a fabric of these communities. That's what sets us apart.
Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Illinois, a division of Healthcare Service Corporation, a mutual legal reserve company.
When you need professional building materials in a hurry, the Home Depot has your back. With a huge selection of pro-grade building materials from the brands you trust. Lumber, roofing, concrete, and insulation. No matter what you need, all you have to do is ask. You can even get job lot quantities of work materials sent right where you need them with job site delivery. Exactly what you need, when and where you need it. The best jobs start at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie, it's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to Nationals this year! Sorry, it's pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Wash your hands. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Stay home when you are sick. Cover your cough or sneeze. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects with household cleaning spray. For more information, visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. This message brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Doctor's log, hell date 2020. It's 7 a.m. I just ended my shift in the emergency room and now I am headed out. I grew up watching Star Trek reruns as a kid, and in the intro to Star Trek, they have this description of their mission, which is to go where no man has gone before. Right now, health and medical industries are on that kind of mission, and it really feels like my colleagues and I are embarking on this new journey as we stand on the front lines of the COVID crisis. We keep saying to each other, we've never done this before. We've never seen anything like this on this scale before. And so I wanted to capture some of this journey. So I'm starting my own captain's log. I'll be documenting my personal experiences and thoughts as this pandemic unfolds around us. I'm Esther Chu, MD, and this is my doctor's log. Go subscribe on radio.com and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the...
Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie.